for HVAC service technicians and journeyman plumbers with top of the industry wages, 100% paid health, disability, and life insurance, and paid holidays and vacation time. Be part of Lincoln's growth. Work on high-impact commercial projects that shape our community. Learn more and apply at vision-mechanical.net.
We talk about RR, Ron Runyon. Now it's the four R's. Ron Runyon, Ronda Revelle. Ron Runyon is the Ronda Revelle of softball in HVAC. That's what he is. Winner, champion. Number four seed. That's what he is. You want to be a winner. You want to be a champion. Get RR. Get Ron Revelle. Then you got Ron Runyon.
Jake would like to push back on that four seed.
Yeah. Well, they're a one seed. They're the fourth one seed.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's a weird setup.
Well, I mean, they're a one seed.
Well, earlier you said they're four.
The number was four overall seed, but they are still a one seed in the bracket. But
yeah, I like it better the way you said it, Steve. Jake made it like it was just like disparaging a little bit. Anyway, thank you, Ron.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ron. Vision-mechanical.net.
And he has started that class down in Lincoln. It was summer school, but it'll be going this fall, too, on HVAC and you.
That's what Ron does.
Yes.
Good.
I was reading CBS Sports yesterday, and it had said which teams could have used the spring portal the most. There's five teams brought up, and of the Big Ten, the team mentioned was Iowa, and here's the reason why. Mm-hmm. I don't think you guys talked about this before the show, but I don't may not know this, that Iowa has the least amount of snaps at the FBS level of any Power 4 team on defense coming back. I repeat.
On defense, yeah.
On defense, they have the fewest amount of snaps at the FBS level ahead of this upcoming season. They do return Deshaun Lee and Zach Luttmer in the secondary. But beyond that, FCS additions from the portal and not a lot coming back from last year's team defensively.
So you noted on the rundown, people might be watching this to see how their FCS guys
absolutely
hit.
Yeah, it's going to be very interesting. We said quarterback, we're not sure where they're at.
No.
I mean, you can't.
Lost a lot on defense.
You can just sit there and say, is done one of the more remarkable jobs in coaching. He's been the head coach of Iowa for what? 25 years?
26 years.
Yeah. Jake or Steve's looking some things up. Pull up the schedule. That's what's
going to be. You pull up the schedule.
That's going to be, it's something.
They start a Big Ten play stuff. It gets easier after that. Yeah. Let me get this pulled.
Then they always have Iowa State. And I know there's a new coach on that. But still, every year you have another Power 4 in-state rival that you play.
Here's Iowa's schedule this year. They start off with Northern Illinois, who can be at years sometimes good. They've been down the last couple of years at NIU. Yeah.
Come on, man.
Then I'm just saying. Then they'll host Iowa State and Iowa City. Then they will have UNI, Northern Iowa, and then Big Ten play starts. And it's good luck the first two games. First three games are tough. Okay, they start off at Michigan on September 26th.
Brutal.
Then they will host Ohio State.
That's way more brutal, just so you know.
0-2 is potentially there. Then they will maybe be 0-3. They play at Washington on Friday night.
See,
at Washington's really hard.
See, it gets real.
So they could be 3-3.
They could.
Could be. Now, what else do you have then?
Then they will have a bye week, and then they will play at Minnesota.
Which is almost a pick'em game, right?
Yes.
Pretty close to that. I mean, obviously, it's a pick'em game.
And then it gets somewhat lighter for a couple weeks. Now, Wisconsin might have a pulse. We don't know.
I think there's going to be a pulse. I'm looking for a pulse there. They're going to have. Is that game at Wisconsin?
That's in Iowa City.
Okay, not as bad.
On Halloween. And then November hits. November is not terrible for them. They will be at Northwestern November 7th. Then they will host Purdue.
Okay.
Then they're at Illinois. Then, of course, they host Nebraska to end their season. So they could start off 0-3, though, in conference play. That is very much so a reality, a potential reality for Iowa.
Hmm.
It's not brutal as I thought, though.
It starts off rough. You're listening to this podcast, so I know you've got a curious mind. Here's a helpful fact you might not know yet. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $900 on average. Pop over to Progressive.com, answer some questions, and you'll get a quick quote with discounts that are easy to come by. In fact, 99% of their auto customers earn at least one discount. Visit Progressive.com and see if you can enjoy a little cash back. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $946 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2024 and May 2025. Potential savings will vary.
Conference plays. The first two right out of the gate are... But also, like you said, Michigan's not Michigan of national championship a couple years ago.
They're good.
I'm not
ruling that out.
I do not think Michigan is in position to win the national championship this
year.
Wouldn't
think so.
So that was and Ohio State did have like 15 draft picks, and so
they did have 15.
Yeah, so it's a lot, but
They're not dropping off much.
But they're not. I don't see how they can beat Ohio State. I think that would be very difficult to do that. They could beat Michigan. What 20% chance of beating Michigan?
At Michigan,
20% chance would be about right. But they'd have a chance. But yeah, it could be. And then, like I said, they have the quarterback is new. It's a very unique. They could be playing Nebraska. They could be 6-5 playing Nebraska. They could be 5-6 playing Nebraska.
Yeah.
They lost all of that off a defense that was ranked 9th in the country. But that defense I saw in Lincoln didn't look like the 9th ranked defense. Nebraska averaged 6.4 yards a carry in that game.
Hammond had like a 70-yard run. That did help the average. But yeah, it did happen. He was over 200 yards in that game.
I don't care how you cut it. Over 200 yards rushing.
He was over 200. You can't take that away from him.
Right. Can you imagine if you said before the game that Emmett against Iowa is going to have over 200 yards rushing and you get
blown out.
And you get blown out. I would have never guessed that.
See, at halftime, he ravaged them in the first half.
Yes, he did.
And they were in it at halftime. Yes. Nebraska was in it, and then the game got away from
40 to 16?
Those defensive stats in the Big Ten are a little misleading to me because you don't play many snaps. You know, so your defenses are going to have a higher ranking. I mean, that's I believe that. Nebraska was ranked 30th in total defense. I didn't see that type of defense. And a lot of it is because they weren't playing many snaps, you know. So the totals are held down by that. I'm not taking anything away from those guys, but that's sort of the way it works.
You're not going to you're not.
See what I'm saying?
You're not seeing one of the. You know, Iowa's had some really good teams. They won 10 or 11 a couple years ago, right? With the offensive lineman playing quarterback. You're not going to see that this year.
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Now, what if they do throw a 4-8 with Ferentz?
Yeah, it would be.
Then what?
Well, it'd be very interesting because it's going to be, first of all, it's going to be like, hang on. He's not going to be like, we're making a change. No, that's not the deal.
Huh?
But they're when you're in your 70s and you have a bad year, that's different than being year 5 or year 6.
It's awkward. Is he in his 70s?
I think he's 71 or 72, isn't he?
How about that? Yeah, 70. May.
So it's looked at differently in your 70s than you are.
Yep.
You're 7 and you're 59.
Yep.
And you've had a good run, you have a bad year, not a big deal. When you're in your 70s, it's looked at differently.
Longest tenured active FBS coach.
I'm also saying there's an incredible chance we'll bring up this day sometime in November and be like, remember we talked about this? Look at him. There's a great chance we also say, look at him. They're playing Nebraska and they're 8-3 or 9-2. Yeah, there's also a great chance that's also what happens. Probably a better chance than a 4-8.
I give them the credit.
Just find
for
a
that.
Way. Yeah, they'll figure stuff out.
Ferentz stated in 2025 he feels good physically, does not feel different than when he was 60. Does not plan to stop coaching soon.
I feel different.
So he's aging gracefully then, you're saying?
We should do that. We should have him on.
Now,
for one segment.
Ask him aging gracefully question.
Yes.
He chews gum hard. I will know. I have
Maybe that's it. Maybe that's the thing. Get aggressive with the gum.
Have you ever seen him on the sideline?
He's chomping. Oh, he chomps on that gum.
He puts a lot of new pieces in, too.
Does he?
Yeah.
He's chomping.
Keeps it flavorful.
Spillover's next on Early Break in the Ticket.
You're listening to Early Break with Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, and Bill Bush.